All right. Thank you, Tim, for being willing to be up here. And I know it's think of this, we're all co-creating this beautiful space together. So know that we're all here supporting each other. And but thank you for being willing to do this. And for the rest of you, know that I've had a conversation with Tim earlier this morning, and I checked in with him around his inner resource. And so I have some words, maybe some sensations that go with that. And it's not that I'm going to be taking him there. If that's somewhere that he ends up wanting to go, then I can support him there a little bit better. Let's go ahead and begin. So Tim, you can have your eyes open or closed or some of both as we go through this practice. So taking a few moments now just to settle in, allowing senses to open, welcome and feeling the sensations of where your body is supported by the surface that you're resting upon. And allowing your attention to wander through your body while noticing, is there a particular thought, belief, self-judgment, image, or memory that's present that you'd like to be with and inquire into? Just allowing what's present to be here without the need to fix or change. What do you notice?
Something kind of left over from yesterday during our practice.
And can you describe it as like a thought, a belief?
It is a belief.
A belief. Yeah.
That
So.
I am the worst father ever.
And when you identify with this belief as true, can you describe where you feel this in your body?
Oh, it's huge. It's
So it's everywhere.
everywhere. It's just huge.
And as you're feeling this belief that the sensations are everywhere, can you describe them? Is it like light or heavy, thick or
Heavy,
thin?
thick,
Heavy.
gray, sour taste, scratchy on the surface, beyond bumpy, like the bark on a tree. And I'll say this is left over from yesterday, and I'll give you the same context that I gave my partner yesterday, 25 years ago, January 14th at 10:06 p.m. I watched my son be killed as we were struck by a drunk driver. So the worst parent ever, the worst father ever, is that I couldn't even keep my kid alive.
Yeah, so this belief that I couldn't keep my own kid alive. And is it okay to be with this right now, Tim?
It is. It absolutely is. The timing of this couldn't be better.
So meeting this to the best that you can right now. As you share this belief, I couldn't keep my own kid alive. What else do you notice?
Sadness and rage.
Mm-hmm.
Guilt.
And as you're feeling into this sadness and rage and guilt, are there any sensations specific to those?
Lots of heat, lots mm-hmm. of warmth. The room got real, it usually does, gets really warm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Skin gets scratchy. Normal pain I have in my chest is exaggerated. Other chronic pain I have just leaps right out.
Mm-hmm.
Exaggerated.
So the sense of heat or warmth, the scratchiness, chest pain exaggerated, and other chronic pain. What was the word that you said that the chronic pain does?
It just makes everything leap right out of my body. Leap. It all just exaggerates everything, makes it huge, mm-hmm. makes the tiniest little thing huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you say more about that? That makes the tiniest thing huge.
I have a tiny little bit of arthritis in the forefinger of my right hand. I notice it when I wake up in the morning, and right now it feels like my whole hand is on fire, is just filled with the pain from that tiny little,
mm-hmm.
tiny little bit. That usually doesn't even get noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as you're noticing this, all of this, would you be willing to try something?
Yes.
Yeah. So if it's helpful, I'm going to recap just a little bit, so that we can meet what feels most important to you. And maybe something else comes forward too. So there's a belief, I'm the worst father. I couldn't keep my own kid alive. All of the tiniest things feel huge. Or maybe something else is here. What feels most important to meet right now?
Given those things, the most important thing right now for me is balance, is mm-hmm. stability.
Mm-hmm. And can you describe what balance or stability feels like?
True love.
Mm-hmm. True love.
Essential nature.
Essential nature. And just checking in, and this might not be the case, but does this feel like this sense of balance, stability, true love, essential nature? Would this perhaps feel like an opposite of any of those beliefs that you mentioned earlier?
Exactly the opposite.
Exactly the opposite. Okay.
Those other... Those other load-bearing sankhara that I travel around with have to be balanced off by the other.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I walk around completely out of balance all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this has been going on for 25 years, so this is not new, and it's important
mm-hmm.
on a minute-by-minute basis.
Yeah. So if it feels right, Tim, you might take a few moments to go back and forth, feeling the sense of balance, stability, true love, essential nature, and then the opposite of that, any of the beliefs that you might have been coming forward with earlier. And nod your head when you've had enough time moving back and forth between these two. Okay. And now feel both opposites at the same time. And then when you're ready, please describe the experience of sensing both of these opposites.
The room got cooler. Temperatures dropped. My breathing has evened out. Things don't feel scratchy like bark anymore. Things are more smooth.
I'm noticing a smile on your face. Is that true? Yeah.
Balance is good.
Balance is good. Any other descriptors of this balance?
I have a relationship with each of the four Brahma Viharas, and balance is upeksha. Mm-hmm. And it's the first one I always try to cultivate before moving to the others. And this
upeksha is. So as you're sharing this upeksha, the four Brahma Viharas, are there any co-arising sensations or felt sense of that in the body?
In the body, and right from the center. Usually with upeksha, joy follows very quickly, and gratitude for this time, and gratitude for your voice, and gratitude for you bringing your presence.
Yeah.
To my suffering.
And as you're sharing this, this gratitude for the presence, the sense of the four Brahma Viharas, again, tune, like sensing down and into the body. Notice how the body might be responding to this.
Well, it's easier to sit up straight. The pain is less. The tiny little bit in my finger is just a tiny little bit. My stomach has stopped churning, and the little bit of feeling of embarrassment has gone away. And
yeah. So we're going to start to move towards integration now. Would it be helpful for me to recap the highlights for you? And it's okay if that's not something you need.
That's, yeah.
Okay. So when we started, there was a belief, I'm the worst father ever. That it was a sensation that you felt everywhere. It was heavy and thick and gray, scratchy, bark-like. You're noticing that this was left over from yesterday. Remembering on January 14th, 10:06, that your son was killed by a drunk driver. And the belief arose, I couldn't keep my own kid safe. Sadness and rage, guilt that presented with heat and warmth, scratchy, exaggerated chest pain, chronic pain was leaping out. The tiniest things made huge, like the arthritis in your forefinger, made the whole hand light up on fire. The sense of balance, stability, true love, essential nature spontaneously arising that did feel like the opposite for you. You went back and forth with those opposites and then felt both simultaneously. And there was a sense of the room cooling, the breath evening out, a less scratchy feeling, the bark had smoothed out. And there was a thought that came up, balance is good. And then came the sense of the four Brahma Vihara with Upekshana, feeling of gratitude. And the pain was less, able to sit straighter, stomach stopped churning, and there was less of a sense of embarrassment. So given all that you felt and experienced so far, what is present now, or what do you now know or understand?
Well, I'm not the worst father ever.
Mm. Yeah.
There's sense of balance.
And just for a moment, tune into that. I'm not the worst father ever. How does the body feel? Any sensations?
Cool and calm.
Mm-hmm.
Soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The chronic pain kind of faded in, still there, but kind of faded into the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything that needs to be affirmed or acknowledged in order for you to feel complete for now? There may or may not be anything.
I love my son. I love my son, and I'm not the worst father.
Mm-hmm. I love my son. I'm not the worst father ever. And is there something that you would like to commit to over the next day or so that might help you integrate this experience?
I'm going to spend some more time with my wife. We've been married 30 years.
Yeah.
Just so good time with her, quiet time.
Some good quiet time with her.
And I'll let her know of this experience and they'll take care of one another.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
That's something else we've been doing for 25 years. Gotten good at it.
Yeah, so feel that. And then when you're ready, take a moment and sense your entire body, the coming and going of your breath, sense of the ground beneath you, the environment and sounds around you. And when it feels right, come fully back to your eyes open, waking state. In this present moment. Thank you, Tim. So I'm going to turn toward the group now, and I'll say a little bit about why I might have done things or just explain my process as facilitator, and you're welcome to chime in if that feels right at any time, or you can just rest back and take this time to integrate whatever feels best to you. Okay. Thanks. So I think one of the things that I want to point out is how I stayed with the script. And of course, you know, my heart was so with you, and you know, I'm inside, I'm wanting to hug and offer, you know, care and support, but this, what we're doing here is also that, just our presence, being with someone and listening. Staying with this script, I hope this gives you as facilitators, when it's your turn to explore this later today, that, you know, whatever is arising and the other is arising, and I'm just using this, it's supporting me and being able to stay with the other. One thing that I wanted to point out was how naturally the opposite co-arose, and that might happen when you're exploring this later today. But it's really important to check it out with the person that you're facilitating, because it might not be their opposite, and then you can dive farther into that intervention and find what works best for them. What else do I want to say about this? One other thing I wanted to say, and then I'll open it up to questions, is, Tim, I often write out my notes like this and send them, so you have like your intention and things like that. Would that be something that you would like me to do? No? Okay. All right, I'd like to open this up to any questions that are coming forward, or in Tim, if you have any questions too, open it to you as well.
If it's okay, yesterday something similar arose in the dyad practice, and I it was unexpected, and it fell off, and I fell off the edge. And my partner handled it extremely well. At the very beginning of the first dyad that we attempted, my question to my partner was, why are we doing this? What's the point of this? and after we had gone through the first time, it occurred to me, and it made sense. I have embraced the four Brahma Viharas, and they I have a relationship with all four. What this is Karuna. This is a person bringing their entire self, their true self, to another, to transform suffering. Mm-hmm. And it happens when a person brings his or her true self to another without trying to fix or change, but just being there. And this is the first time I have ever experienced that. Mm. Even though I have a relationship with Karuna, and I have brought myself to others, but have never had someone else come and bring themselves to me. Mm-hmm. And, now it makes sense, and I am very grateful, very grateful. Mm.
Thank you for sharing that. And I'm noticing there's some hands raised and some other things.
We have Julie that has had her hand raised. So Julie, if you'd like to open your mic and maybe come on video.
Hey there. Hi, Julie.
First off, thank you, Tim. And my question has to do with, you guys have mentioned writing down, jotting down our own experience, our own notes. When is that only when we're like, I don't know if the word triggered is appropriate, but when I've found it hard to write down my own experience and focus on the other person and be a good space for them. So like, what is any advice for writing down our own feelings, our own notes, you know?
Yeah, great, great question. I'm only writing down something if I feel like something is pulling me out of being with them. Yeah, so if you know, all of a sudden I'm judging myself, or I just make a very brief note, and I'm just doing that to set it aside so that I can stay with the other. Does that help, Julie?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Anything else?
We have Cynthia and then Jigna, if we have time. Cynthia, please come forward.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Jennifer. Sorry, my hands are cold today. My fingers are slow. I just had a quick question. So as for me personally, as a healer, teacher, empath, etc., as we delve into koshas that, in my opinion, are a little more unknown or loaded, for lack of a better term, I'm finding it more of a challenge to not have this wave of emotion or empathy or whatever. And I want to stay true to myself, because I feel like that's what helps kind of ignite the power and the healing, the whatever, the love flow. But yet could interfere with your client's process.
Yeah. You know, I would do the same thing. I would bracket it, wave of love. Okay. And then I'm back. Yeah. We're not trying to stop our experience. We're going to be feeling, how can we not? When Tim shared what happened with his son, how could I not feel?
Right. Right.
And that's why it's so important that we have these practices of eye rest and how we can dyad with ourselves, right? So that we can meet this.
But what would you have done if you would have started to cry?
I would have just let the tears go, but I would, as best I can, stay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. We have like 1 minute left.
Jigna, do you think your question's a 1 minute question, or would you like to hold it for a later time, perhaps?
No, it can be a 1 minute, a quick one. Although the scripts are so supportive, and I do know that it there's a very beautiful flow to it. But have you ever experienced where someone just says, like when you offer, would you like to try something, and say no?
Yeah. All the time.
What do you do?
I say, what's here now?
Okay.
What are you noticing now? What feels important to you? And then we're back in.
Yeah. So that was a question for me, thinking, what if the client says no? And how do you handle that? Because you do want them to go through the process of release.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Tim and Jennifer. That was very powerful.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, it was. And I know we're going on break now, but I'm happy to stay here during the break too, if there's more questions.